Jimmy and Nate want to hear your insults.
Absolute
comebacks.
Your mum, yeah.
Workplace nicknames.
You see, we call him Noodles because he thinks every job's done in 2 minutes.
Yes. Shout out to Noodles. Yes, 131060 is the number. Insults, comebacks, workplace nicknames. We absolutely love them. We'll be honest, workplace nickname is my favourite.
They are very good. Workplace nicknames has been the favourite so far. But that's not to say that insults and comebacks could be making a comeback.
Look, I've got a few here just to get the ball rolling.
Oh, excellent.
So again, Australia, these could be ones that you've heard yourself, ones that you use. Whatever it is, we love to hear them.
Maybe you've been called these names before.
Yeah. Maybe you've got a few. The workplace, if you've got a few people like that at work. Nathan, I'll kick us off with some insults.
Excellent.
If common sense is common, why are you without it?
Yeah, that's got me. Yeah. That's, I reckon that would happen in like a bank or something. Yeah. You know, Barbara would walk over to Stacey's desk. Hey, listen here. If common sense was common.
Common sense is common. Yeah. Why are you without it?
Different settings, you know what I mean?
Yeah, in English. Yeah. If common sense is common, why are you without it? To be or not to be. Nath, you'd be great in a zombie apocalypse.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because zombies eat brains. So you'd be safe.
Does that? Oh, I'd be safe. I thought you meant I eat brains.
No, you'd be safe.
Yeah, I'd be safe. Straight, no brains. Yeah, past, I don't past, mind that yeah. one. That's good. Yeah,
that's a good.
Yeah,
one. Good. Yeah. Here's a comeback. Someone's having a go. You say,
"Yeah,
I don't have the energy to pretend to like you today."
Oh, it's a good one. Why do I see all these in a bank or some corporate setting?
Well, they have come from our team.
So. Yeah, that's what they're saying to each other outside.
Yeah. Okay, this one I actually don't mind. This is a workplace nickname.
Excellent.
Have you heard of the Bush Ranger?
I haven't.
Do you want to have a guess of what it is? Or you want me to tell you?
The Bush Ranger.
There's a few Bush Rangers in our business. Let me tell you.
Bush Ranger.
Yeah.
No. It's something about getting shot 11 times or something. It's Ned Kelly.
Bush Rangers. Always holding everyone up.
Yeah.
You walk to the kitchen?
There's a few Bush Range departments in this. You know what I mean? That'll be a 4-week turnaround.
That bloke the other day, remember? You're like, oh, he's out there. He's a Bush Ranger.
Yeah, a couple of Bush Rangers. Ethan, hello.
G'day, hello.
We're good, mate. What do you got for us? An insult, a comeback, a nickname?
A nickname.
Okay. All right. Go ahead.
Not for myself. What me and a few workmates call our ex-boss. We call him Mr. Smooth.
Okay. Mr. Smooth. What are you calling that, Ace?
Well, let's just say he's a bit of an older man. You know, we work in a pretty customer-heavy place.
Okay.
And always a lot of older ladies coming through, and especially some young ones, you know, age-appropriate ones.
Yeah.
Well, you know, he's always trying to, g'day, how are you? How you doing? How's your day been? Trying to please them quite nice, talk up to them, and then, you know, gets a bit cheeky with it. Says a few things he probably shouldn't. But
so is he having a crack at the old birds?
But isn't smooth means you're good at picking up women? Is he good or is he bad?
Oh, 100% he is.
Oh, he's good. Oh,
he's good at it.
Mr. Smooth is like a compliment.
Smooth. Oh, yes, 100%. But it's still a nickname we'll have to call him.
No, that's true. That's true. How long has Cameron Daddo been your boss for?
Oh,
Jade, hello.
Hi, how are you?
Good. You got a workplace nickname for us, Jade?
I do. So the lady or the co-worker at the time, she'd become known by the nickname Short Fringe.
Mm-hmm.
So the background to that was a lady used to walk past me and my co-workers every day, and her fringe was literally only 1 to 2 centimetres long. Very distinct, cut across her forehead. And one day my coworker turned around and he goes, oh my gosh, that lady's fringe is shorter than my attention span in a work meeting. Well, that was like it.
So short fringe.
But she just has a short fringe.
Yeah, but it was really distinct. Like her eyebrows would be there, and like 3 centimetres above that, the fringe would be there. It was like, I don't really know what the purpose of having a fringe was if it's that short.
Yeah.
But
yeah, I mean, they're real literal tonight, aren't they?
Yeah, no, I got a new workplace nickname. You know what it is, Jim?
What?
Had to be there.
Yeah. Well, Heath was like Mr. Smooth, and he's like smooth at picking up women.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was going to be like he's shit at it. You know
what
I mean? Like,
yeah.
No,
these are literal ones. But
Jade's like, if she just has a short fringe,
yeah.
It's not like,
my, look, Look,
I think this may be a definition of ask a question,
get an answer. No, that's true. I'm looking for things like light bulb.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Lantern. Yeah. You know what I mean? Not that bright, has to be carried.
Yeah. Really? Hey, that's a good one.
Thank you. Nap from the podcast team. Why that one? Okay. Yeah, it's not quite short fringe, though, is it?
Karen. Hey, Karen.
Hey, guys. How you going?
Good. What's your literal workplace nickname?
It's G-Spot.
Okay. G-Spot. Why is it G-Spot, Karen?
Because you can never find him.
That's what I wanted.
Okay, that's good. We got there. Mate, this has been a real journey, hasn't it? Yeah. This has been a journey.
Live radio, mate. Anything can happen.
It's a journey. Alyssa, hello.
Hello.
You got an insult for us, Alyssa?
Yes.
Probably safer than a nickname.
Go ahead. What do you got?
What position produces the ugliest son?
What position produces the ugliest son? I don't know, Alyssa.
Ask your mother.
I'm an IVF baby, so technically it's a test tube.